Hi, this is Bob Papa, voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast.
All right. We're going to move on. That's the news, albeit it's almost an hour long. But yeah, it's some really good talking points there. So yeah, it's worth getting into. There hasn't been any mock draft updates, and there probably won't be any more. So we're going to put that section to bed for this year. So we're just going to get cracking with our full 7-round mock draft. It's main event time. Producer Craig, how's it going to work?
Nice and simple. We will pick for the Giants. We will let PFF do everything else. Shane gets no restarts if Harrison drops to 6. And it's down to Shane and Kev to really talk it out. Me and Dan will sit here, nod our heads, pretend to agree with what's being said, and that is it. So
let the carnage begin.
Yeah, Kev, Shane, if you're ready, we will pop it through. It's obviously on slow, so it might take a while to get through some of the picks, but once we get through to round 6, we'll be up so we get to the end.
Hopefully no Keely Ringo this year.
It was so promising when it went the first 3 QBs, didn't it?
I saw that and I was like, oh, we're going to get a normal.
Well, the Cardinals taking a tackle. Maybe it's a charge. I could understand it, but the Cardinals.
Restart. Veto, restart. Let's
go. We'll go back on our own word and restart. At least it looks like it's behaving.
Present the rules. Itself. Restart.
How many restarts until he gets taken?
If it doesn't do it on this one, JJ McCarthy at number 2. Hello.
So Shane, what are we doing here?
Shane, how do you feel about JJ McCarthy at 2?
What? I missed that.
Oh, I was going to tell him. Why did you tell him for? Please, for love of God.
I thought he saw it.
No, I was looking at something else.
Listen out. Let's get cracking then. All right, who's on the board? What we got? Let's have a look. Drake May, they're sitting pretty at the top. Malik Nabers, just below him. And then your boy there, Joe Alt, Kev, third on the list. Where are we looking, lads?
Well, the obvious one there is Drake May. I mean, he's the type of QB that we are rumored to be looking at number 3 with the trade with the Patriots. If we're going to give up serious capital to move from 6 to 3 to get him at 3, then if he's here, if he's here to take at 6, I mean, we've just got to take him, sit him for a year, let him work out Shea Tierney, Mike Kafka, and Brian Dable's offense, get rid of some of his bad habits, and get him ready to go for next year.
Shane, in total agreement
with that. No, I'm going to say take Malik Nabers. 20-year-old wide receiver. We need wide receiver desperately. Yes, we can take a wide receiver in the second round, but you've got a guy here sitting there who would be wide receiver 1 in probably 3, maybe 4 of the last 5 draft classes. The only reason he's not wide receiver 1 this year is because you got a generational talent in Marvin Harrison Jr. in front of him. And I'd say the only wide receiver in recent memory that might be above him would be Jamar Chase. So for me, I'm gonna say let's take the weapon, let's take the wide receiver. Nabers fits the system a lot better. You get production from him from day one rather than wasting a 6 overall pick for a guy to sit a year. And you know, Dable hasn't got that time. At the end of the day, he needs results this year. In all honesty,
so my argument here would be that Nabers is probably the more realistic pick here. I know we only do what the mock draft board says, but I think if Washington have gone McCarthy, then chances are that Vikings go May. So do we just take Nabers and try and straighten out the realism curve here?
That's what I would do in this instant.
Yeah. Agreed, Dan.
I mean, let's face it. May's going at number 2, right? McCarthy ain't going at number two. So, yeah, let's get back on realism. The league neighbours.
Scenes if Nick's now falls to us in round two.
Absolute scenes.
Right, so let's take neighbours.
Is this going to go? Because I know we're not going to do it.
Okay. You might as well do it fast, no?
No, what I was going to say was, Drake May goes to 11 there. But depending on kind of who goes, say when we get to about, we're not going to do it, but say 25, 26, you then consider moving up for a quarterback potentially?
I don't think we've got the draft capital. I think this year we're going to stick and pick pretty much. I can see us trading back a couple of times, but I can't see us making too many moves.
Yeah, we'd have to give too many future picks away as well, I think.
You wouldn't want to give any more this year.
I'd be looking at moving up here. From 28 onwards, I'd move.
We did it last time, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we did do one where we traded up, didn't we?
I know we did it where we traded back.
Oh, we traded down, didn't we?
We traded down. Yeah.
Traded down and back up.
But I think here, I think the draft happens to use for next year if you have to.
What quarterbacks are on the board? Nick's
Penix is still there.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to draft. I thought we were just going to go through it.
No, we're not.
We will, but...
Just like a talking point about trading up into the back end of the first.
I would definitely do it.
Your ideal spot would be right here, right? 33.
See, I'd want in that first.
Speaking of the second round,
I want that fifth year option.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
That's why I'm saying, like, between 28 and 32 is the sweet spot. Get that fifth year option.
James has just put, wait, what? Neighbours over May. I missed the reason for that. The reason was
realistic.
Yeah.
A little bit of realism, please.
Just straighten out that curve that was going to piss us off for the second mock draft in a row there.
Just before we carry on, Dan, who's that? It's been took at number 32.
Hey!
I can't actually see the name.
He's a tackle out of...
BYU,
yeah.
I'm going to have to look his name up on my phone. Give me 2 seconds.
His first name's Kingsley, and I think it's the only Kingsley in the draft, so we'll continue on.
He's a tackle, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's find him.
So Bo Nix
Kingsley.
Did he not make your top five, no?
Kingsley Suamatea.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Right, so Nix went to the Packers at 41, which is his...
Michael Penix Jr.'s medicals haven't checked out by the looks of it.
Oh,
with him falling.
Johnny Newton going 3 picks before. Oh,
I know.
Doing with sexy Dexy. Oh,
don't. Scary. Okay, so are we looking at a quarterback here, or are we looking at other positions of needs?
We've taken wide receiver, so you're probably looking Penix. Saint Rostill, is that are we saying he's a slot? Is he a slot corner more than a?
Yeah, I think he could offer some outside, but I think I don't know what Kev thinks, but I think he's going to get his best ball from him in the slot.
Yeah, 100% slot. Yeah,
sorry, Dan.
He's the next wide receiver. He went to Michigan as a wide receiver. And then went over, and I think he had like 4 or 5 picks or something like that. He's just an absolute bull hawk, but he's a lot shorter, stockier. But I don't know. I think the need for outside corner is a little bit higher than need for slot. But
yeah, I was going to say, what other corners are available? And would it be a bit of a reach to take him with the 47th overall?
I do not need a bit of TJ.
DJ Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love DJ Tampa.
I think he's
considered position 43.
Yeah, he's 6'1", 189 pounds. That's exactly sort of the sweet spot where he'd go. I think he'd probably go a little bit earlier, but yeah, I love a bit of DJ Tampa there. He comes in straight away, number two, cornerback opposite Banks.
Yeah, the only position might maybe be safety.
That's what I was thinking. As well,
I think a third round is sort of the sweet spot for safety.
We've said before that, like, you know, what wide receiver round, if you're not going to do a quarterback, wide receiver round one, cornerback round two. And so I'm on board your TJ Tampa.
Same.
Let's go with TJ Tampa then.
Me and Dan are essential yes men here, aren't we?
TJT.
That's what you fancy.
I mean, we didn't have BTJ.
Yeah, but I mean, if you ain't gonna have a bit of BTJ, you need to have a bit of TJ.
There you go.
So,
and it does fit. I think it fits the new DC's scheme a bit better.
Nice.
There's a player that stands out here for me, but just what safeties are available?
Safety, we have Kalen Bullock. Adrian Taylor, the Merson.
DTD.
He was your fifth, wasn't he?
Yeah. But so Kev can have a look at what he wants to say, but more of it would be good to our mate Rook, Rookaroro.
Rookaroro.
Yeah. Row your boat.
You know, I think
I have him as my third interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, and the reason I go for the D-line, he's obviously kind of the two lads we got at the minute are, what are the names? The Oregon lad who we drafted last year. No, not last year, the year before.
DJ Davidson.
Davidson was the one a couple of years ago. And then who did we draft last year from Oregon? What's his name?
We drafted a player called Jordan Riley.
Jordan Riley, yeah, that's it. I think
very raw, wasn't he?
Yeah, you've lost Leo, like obviously trading away last year. You've lost Aishawn as well. Them two guys have kind of never really done it. And I do, you know, I do think Rook's a really good D tackle. I think he's D tackle three for, I think he might have been D tackle four for me actually. But he was behind Johnny Newton and Tavondre Sweat. So
another a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's about filling the trenches. We struggle with the run game. You know, cool. I'd be going for Rook, to be honest.
Shore up that that D line, make it a bit of a beast.
Yeah.
Just before we do just a quick shout out there for Mark. Mark was one of the guys who fed us all tequila shots at in the tailgate.
Yes, Mark.
Before the game, so nice to see
you. 10 a.m. in the morning.
What better time to have tequila shots at 9 a.m. right?
And Bill's just said it wouldn't be the Giants if we didn't get someone whose name we all have to learn to pronounce. We actually have a couple of names in the comments for me and Dan to pronounce at the end of this.
We do. So
if anybody else has any, just throw them in the comments. But we will take Rook, and I'm not even going to do it.
A row.
Yeah, it's quite easy to be fair.
Let's go, Rook. And also, he's a Clemson defender, a Clemson defensive lineman. He'll fit in very, very nicely.
That's it. Sexy Dixie, take him under his wing.
Sexy Dixie, you know it, boy.
So here's where I hope, I have a couple of players I hope kind of fall.
Well, what if one of them was Spencer Rattler, he didn't.
I'm not sold on Spencer Rattler. Too much hype with him.
Anyone who's watched this over the last couple of weeks knows straight
Benson.
Do we do it?
I'm putting that on the table.
Putting it on the table.
Yeah, let's text Ben, man. That's a no. I mean, just a couple of players I'll mention as well. Christian Mahogany Kerr is a standout here as well. Good value.
Yeah, big time. I have him a lot higher than this.
Yeah, he'd be value 100%.
Michael Pratt is actually quite a good quarterback. Like, you could, if you wanted someone to develop, he's the kind of player I'd be tempted to take here. Like, very pro ready. Just didn't like the world on fire, but I think, you know, you'd be tempted with that. I'm higher than Eric Cole and some other people are. You got Tyrone Tracy, he's jumping up draft boards.
Yeah, I do like Tyrone Tracy to do. I think the Beast had Pratt mocked us as well. Was it about this point, round four, I think? But yeah, I mean, you know, Benson not to stand it. Like, as soon as I see that name, yeah, draft crush this year, 100%. You're watching me a bust now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, If we go on the assumption of Darren Waller is retiring, which I think he will do, the tight end room is very, very light after Dan Bellinger.
And I think it's value as well. I think both me and Kevin
agree.
To get day two grade on him since the game at the start of that day three.
Yeah.
And let's just think about Michael Pratt. Who wants a blue jersey with the word Pratt on the back?
I mean, Ben Sinnott, I've moved him up to second on my tight end board now.
There we go.
Oh, producer Craig's made the decision. Let's go.
Done it.
Craig Sheehan over here, just doing it.
Yeah.
Scared money, don't make money.
That's it. So 166, where are we thinking in
I mean, I'd like to look at the safeties here.
Shout a name out quickly, Kev. Who are you hoping? Well,
I'm hoping for my boy Cole Bishop.
I'll go for my Wake Forest guy. I can't think his name.
Malik Mustafa.
Yeah, he'd be an interesting one. I mean, Zach Zinter, I think, is good value here.
Let's have a look at safeties to see if...
God.
Slim pickings, I think, now.
I don't mind.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like Dominic Hampton is quite good. Bo Breed is an athletic beast. We talked about Kaiten Oladapo on our day three guys before.
Not a chance.
What's your thoughts on running back? Having a look at running backs here.
I mean, I do like Kimani Vidal. I'm a bit higher on Kimani Vidal than other people. Dylan Loeb, again, he's another one who kind of going to be more of a third down back, catching the ball out of the backfield on them third downs, etc.
Has anyone had a better draft sort of like process than Isaac Arendo?
Oh, he smashed the combine, didn't he?
Didn't he? Oh, mate, like he's. I think like from all the talk coming about him, I think he's going to go so much higher than this. Is there anyone for you
not
that really jumps off the page? Like,
can we have a look at cornerback and linebacker?
Yeah,
we've got 16 picks between now and our next pick.
Trevon
Wallace here is just phenomenal value.
Your boy Kalen King there, Shane, as well.
Yeah, he had a bit of a poor year. I mean, I was looking at cornerback, so I was thinking...
John Newton, I like.
Yeah, Josh Newton.
Josh Newton.
I was thinking, like, you know, maybe a slot cornerback here, depending on...
That's what I'm trying to look for. But, I mean, Josh Newton's an outside guy. Elijah Jones is good value here.
I mean, do we just look at getting rid of all filters and just take BPA?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, I have Trevon Wallace as my number five linebacker, so I think that's good value here. That Jordan Travis could be a developmental quarterback there. Like, Craig, you should be able to give us a scouting report.
The only scouting report I've got is the raised eyebrows right now.
Can you just carry us down a few more, please?
See, I'm thinking linebacker or safety here.
I'm liking Oladapo or Wallace, or Trevon Wallace here.
Yeah, I think for me, it's Wallace or Zach Zinter. Just for a little bit of depth on the old line and the guard position.
Yeah. True. I mean, like, I kind of think our old line is settled to a certain extent, even with depth, whereas I think linebacker, after McFadden and Bobby, where does Simmons fit in? And then we haven't really got much else behind them, to be honest, apart from special teamers.
We've still got Darren Beavers as well. He's still around, isn't he?
Go on, let Holti make the pick.
Holti has said, go Wallace.
Go Wallace.
Wallace it.
Let's do it.
Have we got Gromit coming up next?
And last,
all the American listeners are like, what?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Kimani's still there. But I think Punter is...
Punters are people too. Just go for the IPP lads. So I like I like Miles Cole here as well, the edge, Texas Tech. Yeah, I think sort of this type of thing is good value. I mean, Josh Proctor is quite good here. I mean,
Josh Newton's still there. Johnny Dixon's still there. Bo Braid's still there.
Bo Braid for me all day long. I have Bo Braid way higher than this. I say way higher. He's my ninth safety. I actually had him. I've gone one spot above Oladapo.
So I think safety's a good pick here. If we a decent safety at this pick in round six.
I actually think Bo Braid's got starting potential in the league as a box safety.
Okay.
I think as well, if you want to look at taking a running back, obviously there's going to be plenty of running backs that go undrafted, so you can like probably pick one up there. And potentially even the same at cornerback. So I'd be fine with Bo Braid at 183.